Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from the one who loves us, who heals us, and who frees us to love and to heal our neighbor. Amen. Good morning. It is a great joy for me to be welcomed back to preach here at St. Luke's, and it is also my joy to welcome you to part two of a three-part sermon series. The theme of our texts for last week, this week, and next week is hospitality. Last week, Pastor Weber explained how Jesus' sending of the 70 is a challenge for us to go out into the world and receive hospitality. We often hear about the importance of being hospitable to others, but being on the receiving end of hospitality is also a gift and an opportunity for mutual growth and ministry. Today, I'm going to talk about how Jesus overturns all our expectations about love, about hospitality, about who our neighbors are, and what being a neighbor means. Jesus does this by telling a story that seems to be about the law, but is really a story about love. Love that exceeds our expectations. So as with any parable, we kind of try to find ourselves in the characters. And I think ideally we'd like to identify with the Samaritan. He puts his own life at risk to stop and help a man of a different culture, a man who he's been taught to distrust and even to hate. We want to be the ones who give that amazing, way beyond expectations love. If we're being hard on ourselves, we may identify more with the priest or the Levite, the ones who walked as quickly as they could down that dangerous road. The priest and the Levite come off badly in this story, but we can imagine that they were good, law-abiding people, doing their best, meeting the laws and expectations of their faith and culture. We can see ourselves in their very human act of self-preservation. We can also see ourselves in the lawyer who questions Jesus, who tries to figure out, what is expected of me? What do I need to do to be saved? How can I measure up and pass this test? I think we can pretty easily imagine ourselves in any of those roles. But can we imagine ourselves as the broken man dying on that dangerous road? Completely helpless? Completely vulnerable, so much in need that we would reach out for help from anyone, even a Samaritan, even someone we've been taught is too different to trust. No one really wants to be the broken man on the road, but we are. When I read this parable, I'm reminded of a time when I found myself far from home, and turned to strangers in my need for help and healing. In 2002, St. Luke's and the ELCA sent me to China to teach English, and I went with a great deal of excitement, thinking about all the ways I was going to go out there and meet and help others. I was going to be that Samaritan, putting myself out there to risk being in relationship with people who spoke a different language, who looked different from me, and who came from a different culture. And I did do those things, but not until I realized that I was more like the broken man than like the Good Samaritan. My first week of teaching, I got a little cold, no big deal. And then I lost my voice, and then I got a sinus infection, and then it got worse and worse. I realized that I was in desperate need of help. I wasn't going to get better on my own. So I asked the young woman who was our guide and our interpreter for help getting some medicine, and she went above and beyond. She took me to see her mother, who, it turns out, is an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Her mom gave me a special mix of medicine tea, which I made for myself every morning, and it was a very effective, very disgusting expectorant. Helped a lot. After the tea, I taught a full load of classes in the morning and then went to the hospital for IV antibiotics in the afternoon. After my treatment at the hospital, I went home with my new friend and her parents to rest and eat delicious, home-cooked food. I was brought out of danger and nursed back to health by strangers who became neighbors, who became family. They found me on the road and healed me with their generous hospitality and beyond expectations love. But even when we're close to home and physically we're feeling fine, we are still that broken man on the dangerous road to Jericho. We are that man because we are all in such desperate need of God's hospitality and God's beyond expectations love. When we confess our sins each Sunday, we confess that great, great need. We are broken. We are in danger. And we can't heal or save ourselves. Jesus meets us on that dangerous road. Jesus is our Good Samaritan, an outcast who doesn't conform to the expectations of our culture. Jesus meets us when and where we are most vulnerable and responds to our needs with love and grace beyond any human expectations. We are totally forgiven. We are healed and made whole. How do you think the broken man responded when his life was saved on that road? I'd like to think that he went out and did likewise. Given another chance at life, I think he used his life to love others beyond expectations. I imagine that he felt connected to the Samaritan in a way he couldn't even have imagined before, and that God used that event to create a wider community of people, empowered to love and care for each other, and even to make that dangerous Jericho road a little safer for everyone. So just this morning, while I was getting ready to come for church, I was listening to the NPR program Speaking of Faith with Krista Tippett. Very good show, and it was so good that I had to quickly go and revise my sermon to make sure I got it in here. She had an interview with John Paul Lederach, who's a Mennonite peacemaker involved with conflict resolution around the world. He said that the first and most important part of peacemaking is having the ability to imagine being in relationship with your enemies. He went on to talk about how, you know, just talking it through, coming up with some solutions, that isn't enough for lasting peace. Lasting peace comes from relationships between unlikely people. When I think about my own response to being healed and cared for in China, I can see how being in relationship with unlikely people is at the heart of Jesus' parable and God's hope for healing this world. My experience in China eventually led to my work as a high school teacher in Houston, Texas. The school where I taught was a very safe place, surrounded by very dangerous streets. It was an oasis of safety on the Jericho Road of my students' lives. In my second year of teaching, I got to be part of a group of teachers, students, parents, police, politicians, and religious leaders who got together to come up with ways to make the neighborhood around the school a safer place. This was not a group of people that instantly or naturally trusted each other. But as this unlikely group built relationships, as we truly became neighbors to each other, we learned that we could exceed our own expectations and really change the conditions on those Jericho roads. So that's our challenge for this week and for always. Now that we've been freed from the bondage of sin and death, we really can be that Good Samaritan and go and love our neighbors beyond what is expected of us. We can be the innkeeper, empowered by the Samaritan to give long-term care. We can be in relationship with our enemies, forming a powerful, if unlikely, family of peacemakers. We can go and do likewise. Jesus risks everything to save us on that dangerous road, And then he empowers us and others to act as neighbors and to make that road safe. We are sent out to receive the hospitality of Jesus from neighbors we would never have expected to help us. We are sent out to join those neighbors in bringing that hospitality, love, and healing to all the Jericho roads in our world. Last week, you heard the good news that God sends us out on the road to receive hospitality from others. This week, you've heard the good news that even as broken and as wounded as we are, God meets us on that road, heals us, and frees us to heal our neighbors. Next week, you'll hear the good news that God frees and empowers us to open our hearts and our homes, welcoming and giving hospitality to strangers who become neighbors, who become like Christ to us. Thinking ahead to next week, I want to remind you that the young woman who welcomed me into her family in China is Nicole Zhang, who was baptized here at St. Luke's last May. On that day, you welcomed Nicole into this house of worship and into your extended family in Jesus Christ. You offered beyond expectations love and hospitality to my Good Samaritan, to the one who offered me love and hospitality beyond all expectations. St. Luke's can be and is a place where the neighbors we meet out on the Jericho Road come in and find a loving, hospitable home. I want you to think about all of this as we sing our hymn of the day, especially the last verse, which goes like this. Commit your hearts to seek the paths which Christ has trod, and quickened by the Spirit's power, rise up, O saints of God. Before we sing, let us pray. God, who loves us beyond our expectations, we commit ourselves to seek your paths, even and especially when those paths are dangerous, like the Jericho Road. Write your love on our hearts, healing and freeing us to go out and share that love with our neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.